Baby? Baby. Baby, 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 baby. Love of my life, open your eyes. Come on. Shh, 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 shh. No. No. Open your eyes. Look at me. Look at me. No one's gonna hurt you. No one's here. Nothing can harm you here, okay? Look, it's me. Yeah, you see me, right? Hi. Yeah, you're having another nightmare. No, oh, my darling. Oh, love of my life. It's gonna be okay. I'm here. You're okay. You're okay, my darling. Darling, love is okay. Shh. Shh. No, it's okay. Shh. Shh. Just look at me. Just look at me. I'm here. I'm just gonna wipe the sweat from your brow and push your hair back. Just feel me running my hands through your hair, okay? You always smile when I do that. You've probably heard me tell you enough how much I love your smile, but I'm gonna tell you again, cause I really like your smile. I wish I could see it all the time. My lovely love of my life. And that smile. Are you okay? Do you want to talk about it this time? Yeah, of course not. We don't have to talk about it right now. You don't have to talk about it. You don't even have to talk. Lord knows I can enjoy your smile so much more when you're not running off your mouth. Oh. I'm kidding, baby cakes. You know how much I love your voice. Especially when it's 3 o'clock like this and you're all tired. Mm-hmm. Shush, okay? I know is not a word, but it's 3 o'clock in the morning and I am also tired. Oh, shush. You woke me up, but that's okay. I like being here for you. In making sure I can wake you up when it's bad, and I like taking care of you after. Well, I just like taking care of you for one thing, because, you know, I love you. There's that. Also, after you have a nightmare, I just run my hands through your hair. My nails over your scalp, and you always lean into it like a puppy. It's kind of adorable. God, does that make it sound like I like your nightmares happening? Because I promise you I don't. It's just, you know, you're cute. Just shut up, leave me alone. You know what I mean. God, I love you. Let me put your hand on your chest. How's your heart doing? Your heart rate's slowing down. That's good. The only thing making your heart beat that fast should be me. Not some stupid nightmare. Yes, I do realize that was super cheesy and stupid. Like I said, 3 a.m. Don't judge me. How do you have enough energy to judge me? I don't understand. You should be too tired to do so. Well, meh. Yes, I did just spill raspberry at you. Why? Because I can. Oh, just shut up and cuddle with me. Here. I'll lay my back. And put your head on my chest. I did not ask for sass or for judgment. I asked for cuddles. Did you not hear me? Shh. Shush. I did not ask for sass. What did I ask for? Child, what did I ask for? That's right. I asked for cuddles. Are you going to give them to me or not? You know, you always do have the option to not give me what I want, but you never really seem to take that option, which I think is just kind of hilarious, and would be so easily taken advantage of if I did not have the same irresistible urge to give you everything you want. Well, I'm like you. Hopelessly in love with you. Which seems to imply that you are hopelessly in love with yourself. Which, on a level, I hope you are, because you're pretty damn amazing. But on another level, I hope you're not, because I kind of want you to be in love with me. And because being hopelessly in love with yourself is called narcissistic personality disorder. Or at least to a degree. So, I don't really know what I'm saying. Yes, I realize that narcissistic personality disorder is kind of a mouthful for late at night. Especially when there are other things that could be filling mouths. Innuendo. Yeah, I know. I'm not good at innuendo. I was trying so hard to be clever. I know, when I laugh like that, it makes your head, like, bounce up and down. I'm sorry. Yeah, I know, I'm too tired for mouth filling, too. I just wanted to be a nerd. See, you're laughing now, too. Okay, I'm cool, I'm done, I'm cool. Telling me I was never cool is not necessary. Rude. Why do I love you again? Oh yeah, because you're cute. You're super cute with your head on my chest like that. Looking up at me with your big eyes. And your fluffy hair. I love your hair. I love your eyes. I love you. Let's go back to sleep, baby. Yeah, let's go back to sleep. I mean, tomorrow's the weekend. We don't really got nothing to do. We can sleep in, too. How do you feel? Do you think you can get back to sleep? Well, is there anything I can do to help? You're such a sap. Do you really want me to sing you a lullaby? No, I can't. I just always get embarrassed when you ask me to sing for you. Well, it still boggles my mind that you actually like my singing, so I get all embarrassed. Fine. Just one or two songs. To help you go to sleep. Or at least to attempt to help you go to sleep. Because if you just end up laughing more because of how awful it is, or Having more nightmares about my singing, it's not my fault, because I tried my best. I'm just saying, I'm warning you. Shh. Head down. Head down. Eyes closed. God, you're soft. Okay. Your hair smells good. Yeah, I know. I'm supposed to be thinking of a song to sing, but I just love running my hands through your hair like this. You're so soft. You're so soft. It's like a teddy bear. My own personal teddy bear. Yeah, I know. I realize in this position I am basically also a teddy bear. We can be teddy bears together. Because teddy bears. Except I want to be like one of those fancy teddy bears from Build-A-Bear that you can get different outfits for. I want a tutu. Alright. Shh. If you'll be my star, I'll be your sky. Can hide underneath me, come out at night. When I turn jet black, you show off your light. I live to let you shine. I live to let you shine. You can skyrocket away from me. Never come back if you find another galaxy far from here. More room to fly. Just leave me your stardust to remember you by. If you'll be my boat, I'll be your sea. A depth of pure blue, just a pure curiosity. Ebbing and flowing, pushed by a breeze. I live to make you free. I live to make you free. But you can sail to the west if you want to. Past the horizon till I can't even see you. Far from here, the beaches are white. Just leave me awake to remember you by. If you'll be my star, I'll be your sky. You can hide underneath me, come out at night. When I turn jet black, you show off your light. I live to let you shine. I live to let you shine. But you can skyrocket away from me. Never come back if you find another galaxy far from here. More room to fly. Leave me your stardust to remember you by. Stardust to remember you by. I've always wondered about that song that you like so much. It's called Boats and Birds. They don't really say that phrase anywhere in the title. And I know a song doesn't really have to be titled after a phrase like in the chorus. I mean, look at Panic at the Disco. But you get used to it. And then it just makes you wonder. Your eyes are starting to droop already. You want another one? No. I met you in the dark. You lit me up. You made me feel as though I was enough. We danced the night away. We drank too much. I held your hair back when you were throwing up. Then you smiled over your shoulder. For a minute I was stone cold sober. I pulled you closer to my chest. And you asked me to stay over. I said I already told you. I think that you should get some rest. I knew I loved you then. You'd never know. Cause I played it cool when I was scared of letting go. I knew I needed you, but I never showed. But I wanna stay with you until we're grand old. Just say you won't let go. Just say you won't let go. I wake you up with some breakfast in bed. I'll bring you coffee with a kiss on your head. I'll take the kids to school, wave them goodbye. And I'll thank my lucky stars for that night. When you looked over your shoulder, for a minute I forget that I'm older. I wanna dance with you right now. And you look as beautiful as ever. And I swear every day you get better. You make me feel this way somehow. I'm so in love with you. And I hope you know. Darling, your love is more than worth its weight in gold. We've come so far, my dear. Look how we've grown. I wanna stay with you until we're grand old. Just say you won't let go. Just say you won't let go. I wanna live with you, even when we're ghosts. You were always there for me when I needed you most. I'm gonna love you till my lungs give out. I promise till death we part like in our vows. So I wrote this song for you. Now everybody knows that it's just you and me until we're grown old. Just say you won't let go. Just say you won't let go. Just say you won't let go. Oh, just say you won't let go. Oh, I had just gotten you all droopy-eyed, too. It's okay. That can wait till morning. But hey, I'm surprised you can get all droopy-eyed and stuff when you heard my voice crack, like, what, 3 times? I told you, nightmares about my singing. They're gonna happen eventually. And then you're gonna wake up and then realize it's even worse than a nightmare because my singing is real. And you have to deal with it all the time. Yeah, I guess you deal with it because you love me. I love you. I love you. You love me. Da 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 da.
Yeah, I know. I don't know why I started singing Barney theme song either.
God, how did the rest of it even go? I love you, you love me. Fuck, all I'm remembering is the god-awful playground version. The bastardized one. Did you ever hear that? I hate you, you hate me. Let's get together and kill Barney with a baseball bat. And a 2x4, no more purple dinosaur.
Yeah, I know. I did say it was awful. Also, Barney was like super creepy. I don't know. I mean, I think, if I remember correctly, those dinosaur costumes did blink, but I just imagine them as these terrifying, never-blinking monsters. Also, I heard that the dude that played Barney, like, was in the suit, what is, like, a criminal now, and it may have been a sex crime. Or maybe that's just like one of those rumors that go around, like, oh, you would not imagine where this person is now, or one of those ruined childhood memes. Probably something like that. Like, there was that rumor going around that Steve from Blue's Clues did drugs, but I don't think he actually did drugs. He didn't leave to become a musician, though. He shaved all his hair, which is kind of weird. He looks really weird with a shaved head. But then again, that one picture I saw of him, he was also wearing a blazer. I'm like, what do you mean? He can wear something other than khakis and that bright green shirt. What? I liked Joey, though. Joey was cute. Yes, my darling. I am leaving you for Joey. From Blue's Clues. I'm gonna live in that little yellow red roofed house with the talking animals. Oh yes, and how could I forget the talking salt and pepper shakers. With little baby paprika. Do not forget little baby paprika. Who I suppose would not be a baby anymore, but I don't know. I was about to say, I don't know if salt and pepper and paprika age, but, I mean, spices kind of age. I mean, they expire, therefore they must age. So, does that mean salt and pepper would be dead? Oh no, does that mean salt and pepper are dead? Oh no. Oh. Okay, never mind. They're a cartoon. They can't die. And I'm also going to live with the felt people. The little felt people. I'm going to go live with them. And I think the chair talked. The little handy dandy armchair. No, that's not what he was called, was he? But he did talk. And little talking mailbox. The purple one. I forgot his name. His name might have been Mailbox. And Periwinkle, I wouldn't mind actually living with Periwinkle the talking cat, because Periwinkle's a beautiful color. Or blue and magenta, because magenta was so brightly colored. I would just love having a dog bright magenta. I heard somewhere that magenta was a boy, though, and I remember that kind of fucking me up when I read that when I was, like, 12. Because blue is a girl, and magenta is a boy. And you're so conditioned with gender norms that you think, oh, blue must be a boy and magenta must be a girl, because blue and pink gendered colors, and that's so stupid. And so that was just like a nice little reversal that I found out about when I was like 12, which I think is pretty cool. And who else was there? But yeah, I'm leaving you to go live with Joey in his little yellow red house that's bigger on the inside. Is Joey a Time Lord? With Gallifreyan technology. Did Steve not actually leave for college and Joey is just like the second doctor? No, they're not. Only a doctor's called doctor. Reincarnation is not the word. Oh my god, I forgot my Doctor Who words. Oh my god, I'm talking about leaving you for Joey from Blue's Clues. It's so late. What am I talking about? Shush phone. Shush. Why do I still get notifications from College Humor? I don't even know. I don't know why I get notifications. You know what? One time, right after I played Bioshock, like all in 3 days, I watched that video that was the Under the Sea parody for the Bioshock parody of Under the Sea. That was my College Humor. And ever since, I was like, yes, I must watch all of these. And now I'm still subscribed because I don't know what I'm doing with my life. Oh yeah, there's a Bioshock parody of Under the Sea. It's kind of incredible. Under the sea. Right-wing extremists, not for the streamers, not for the squeamish, take it from me. Up on the shore. Something communism. Not communism, opposite of communism. Capitalism? Political theories that I am unfamiliar with? Whatever Ayn Rand was all about. The Bioshock game is very Ayn Rand. But yeah. Under the sea, you should stay with me. Da 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 da, would you kindly? Something, leeches ask for their share. Da 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 bum bum bum. Splicers splice. Genetic freaks. Something. Big daddies. Yeah, I forgot the words. Oh. Look at that, you're asleep. Really? You had to fall asleep right in the middle of the video game ramble? Or was it during the toy, or not Toy Story, Blue's Clues? Toy Story is an entirely other thing that I could theoretically not leave you for. Well, I theoretically could. Andy is in college now. Well, no, Andy's younger than me. That might be weird. Yeah, I'm not going to leave you for Andy. I would never leave you, period. Love you. Good night. Sweet dreams.